All right, so yeah, Velco coming in tomorrow, and you've won three in a row, and they're coming off a tough loss. So you expecting to see something out of them?
Yeah, you know what? When you get a loss like that, I think it can do one of two things. You know, it can ruin your season, or it could actually get you refocused. And I'm sure Coach Sellers is going to make sure that his team is refocused, you know. That happened to us when I was back in Winnemucca, and we got beat by Yerington and had to go play Truckee the next week. And I think that loss to Yerington gave us a chance. We refocused, and we didn't beat Truckee, but I think we ended up, I think it was like 10-7 or something like that. So it can be a refocusing game too for them. So. Mm-hmm.
Where a loss can do that, what about your situation you guys are in with three wins and two of them being shutouts? Are you worried about your focus?
Always. I guess we're always worried about our focus. Our practice last night kind of showed that, you know, and it wasn't too good. And today was much better. And, you know, their focus was a lot. We had a lot less mistakes, I'd say. And but last night,
it looked like a very high energy practice today.
I think they were kind of relieved, you know. I think they knew they did a lot better, you know. And I don't think any kid left here last night feeling good about that practice. And I think tonight they felt good after that after tonight's practice. So I think that's the biggest difference between the two nights.
As far as Elko, other than the loss last week, they had coming off of two pretty good games before that, just like you did. They had back-to-back shutouts against Dayton and Wooster, so they had played pretty well before Sparks.
Yeah, they did. You know, there's always that rivalry between Elko and Wooster, though. I mean, you got the two Sellers brothers that are coaching against each other, so, you know, that's kind of a big game for them. Makes me kind of wonder. I always wonder what it's like during the holiday season when they all get together talking about those games and stuff. So, yeah.
What are you expecting from them on offense, on defense?
Well, they've been showing that 3-4 defense that they've been playing the last few years, so we're expecting them to see them. They'll change up the fronts a little bit. They'll eagle it, double eagle it, you know, and try and cause a confusion and outnumber us at some points. And then offensively, you know, historically they've always been a wing T team, but they've gone more the last few years to a shotgun wing T team. And we expect them to still come out in the same, but like Coach Gillespie, I thought he did a smart thing tonight. We did run a little bit conventional under center wing T stuff just in case, you know, just in case that they do come out on that. So
you've had four games to see people now instead of, you know, beginning of the season, you were going off of one game of film or maybe even off of last year's film. Are you starting to get to a point where you can see more tendencies? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we're actually, now you start getting into your game films come back and it's more realistic of what, you know, they're doing and everything like that. So people are starting to get their film exchanges down and you can start building that kind of stuff more. But, yeah, when we were talking, like Coach Eddie and I were talking, I mean, there's been games where teams have shown, they have shown us a certain defense, and then, you know, they come out something completely different because of what we run. So I think this game will be good because, you know, we know how to play and attack even front teams, but now's a chance that we get to go against an odd front team, which we haven't had since San Francisco. But we're going to need to know that anyway because we got some schools coming up down the line that could bounce in and out between odd and even front. So. This is good. It's about time we, you know, had something else.
Mm-hmm. Do they blitz a lot? Do they maintain gaps? Or what style do they play?
You got to blitz. If you play a 3-4 or that 3-3 stack, you have to blitz. You just can't line up, you know, and play with three down linemen. They'll bring their outside backers up, play them like conventional defensive ends. They'll drop it back into coverage. They'll bring the inside guys. If they run a double eagle, I think we can expect a blitz coming right up the middle, you know, they like to do that, overwhelm you in the A and B gaps there. So, to me, they're gonna blitz. Mm-hmm. They're gonna blitz.
Are they running out of that shotgun formation? Are they running a lot of misdirection? a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of read stuff. You know, you see like zone read and things like that. But you know, they run their power stuff, but the quarterback's reading backside, not necessarily reading the backside end. He might be reading the down tackle. You know, so they've added that read part to their offense.
And what styles of runners do they have? Are they big? Are they fast? Or
no, I think they're athletic. You know, of course, you know, they're just about every team will put their best athletes back there in those positions. But they're not the big bruisers.
More shifty guys.
Yeah, yeah. More like tailbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quarterback's more of a runner than he is a thrower. You know, so you know they're not relying on the pass. They'll go play action, but you know they're not going to run spread like South Tahoe and try and chuck the ball around.
The old Coach Sellers philosophy: if you have to throw the ball, something has gone wrong somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that is. And they even consider like a toss, sweep, a pass.
Uh huh.
So
when they do pass, do they use a lot of screen game? Do they throw deep? What type of passing game do they have?
Play action and then stuff out to the flats for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
The play action, that's their vertical game, but, I mean, and then they'll try and hit the short stuff out there in the flats. So
what are some keys for you guys?
Oh, control the line of scrimmage, number one. I mean, like I told our kids this week, you know, whenever we face a wing T type team, I think the key for us defensively is our defensive end play. I think it really starts with them. If we can do what we're coached to do and do our assignments there, everything else seems to kind of fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had kind of struggled early with special teams, and both of their touchdowns last week were kickoff returns. So you guys, how do you feel like where your special teams are right now?
We seem to be getting better every week, you know. But Coach McCullough is taking some precautions to hopefully that doesn't happen to us this year or this time. So, yeah. You know, without giving anything away, Robert.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got to keep to that scale.
We're not going to. I mean, that's
off the record.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I think he had five touchdowns, or actually had seven touchdowns, but two got called back. So five touchdowns. Crazy if we're going
to
keep it.
So he's a little saying that would be, hey, the kid's got five freaking touchdowns. You're going to take your precautions.
Yeah.
Making sure you eliminate that.
Yeah, we are not going to get into that game with them. You know, kind of like what we had to do with the Matson kid in Fallon. Kick away from that kid as much as we can.
So the last two games that I've seen were Fallon and last week, and I thought as far as the number of penalties goes and lack of turnovers, they were – two of the cleaner games that you've played in the last couple of years. Are you starting to shore up some of those things, you think?
You know, I never really thought about that. It doesn't – you know what? I really don't know. I really haven't considered that, you know, until you just said it.
I'm trying to think. I think it's come back to what you started your conversation with the focus part of it, you know.
Yeah.
Getting dialed in from the beginning, from that first game from Sacred Heart to looking at to where we are now. More so of the focus.
Yeah, maybe. The
technique. Yeah. You know, when you start working those things and get more repetition as the year goes on, guys get better at their techniques. I think I looked at the penalties too to see how we're coming down on some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
There's still quite a few we can eliminate, though.
Yeah, good answer, coach.
And then last thing is every football coach loves homecoming, don't they?
No.
No. Is that how. Do you get concerned about, like, you know, how they're
I think it's
distracted on other?
I think it's also a big motivator, too, you know, because, you know, I mean, everyone gets up to play their homecoming games. But are there distractions? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there can be some distractions. Mm-hmm. But I also think that, you know, the atmosphere is, you can feel the excitement kind of builds throughout the week. And, you know, the things that we got going on here, you know, just add to it and
the way the town's behind it.
Yeah. See, sometimes maybe the week after homecoming when everyone's kind of has that homecoming hangover, you know, and they're kind of now we got this, you know. So I are there distractions? Yeah, but I think all the excitement building and everything like that is more positive than the negative distractions.
Yeah. How about the being on a winning streak? Does that seem to build each week when from the...
Well, we're only three games.
I know it's only three games, but have you won three games the last two or three years?
Last year. Year before that, we did, though. You know, we went on, six before we got beat? But, I don't know how much of a streak we're on right now. It's only three games, so there's a lot of season left. So I'm not one. Mm-hmm. I don't like to count my chickens.
Yeah. 1 week at a time, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just focus on
that. All right, well, thank you. Thanks for taking some time. And
now, if we beat Spring Creek, if we're undefeated after we beat Spring Creek, now
something we'll start to
worry about. They might consider us.